Over the next week, we'll be visiting the constituencies to assess the mood of voters and hear about the issues that could determine how they'll vote on November the 29th. Today we start in Cork North Central, the by-election happening there to fill the seat left vacant by the election of Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher to the European Parliament. Cian McCormack sent us this report from Cork.
We're in right in the centre of Blackpool.
Glen Rover's yellow, green and black bunting crisscrosses the junction where Watercourse Road meets Thomas Davis Street.
We're opposite the church. It was a vibrant part of Blackpool at one time.
Patricia Donovan is leaving the Church of the Annunciation.
And we're opposite a little centre shop where Tomás McCurtain lived.
This is the centre of Blackpool in Cork North Central.
Thomas Davis Street is in a bad way.
Down the road outside a convenience store, Paul O'Leary is smoking a rolly.
A lot of people are really disheartened by politics at the moment, like, you know.
He's long-term unemployed and is disillusioned with politics.
I'm unemployed, to be honest.
And how long have you been out of work?
2009. She's saying I've done a couple of courses, that's it.
But he'll still vote in the by-election.
So what are the big issues?
Particularly housing, anyway, the homeless and the housing. I know people that have families that are staying in hotels, and I know people that are on the streets as well, you know. It's a chronic state at the moment, like, you know.
Perched overlooking Blackpool on Assumption Road are the offices of the Echo and Examiner newspapers. Political reporter Sarah O'Dwyer is covering the by-election for the Echo. What she's heard on the canvas trail mirrors what people are saying.
There are different issues in different areas. There is the Dunkettle Interchange project, there is the Northern Ring Road project, there is the M20 project, and then alongside those, there is the need for a new hospital on the north side in particular. I think a lot of people are coming back to the health service, the homelessness and housing.
These opinions are no surprise to Dr. Dermot Kavanagh, director of Cork's Simon Community.
I suppose it's not a surprise. We have a very significant housing crisis in Cork, as in the rest of the country. We have seen a very big increase in the number of people becoming homeless. And in the last year alone, there's been a 23% increase in the number of homeless adults in Cork.
Back in Blackpool, Thomas Davis Street is run down. Election posters overlook its derelict buildings, and it leads to the newer, vibrant shopping area, which is very busy. It's here where another issue that will be repeated over and over again on my journey through other parts of this constituency is first mentioned: antisocial behaviour. Maria Walsh lives in the area.
It's definitely the antisocial behaviour around here, especially for the young children, where young children can't even go to a playground for fear that they're going to be jumped or targeted is not great. Like, I grew up here, I had a very happy childhood, and I fear for my 13-year-old child who does hang around here.
Cork North Central is a diverse constituency, not just in terms of geography, but also in terms of its demographic makeup. Again, the Echo's political reporter Sarah O'Dwyer explains.
It stretches from the north inner city, from areas such as Blackpool, Farnree, Mayfield, Ballyvillan and Gurna Brohair, to suburbs like Glanmire and Blarney, but it also then stretches out to rural areas such as the outskirts of Mallow. A lot of the people in the north inner city will be quite working class. There are some middle class areas such as Montanati. There are also then suburban areas like Glanmire and Blarney, which would also be commuter towns for Cork City.
In Glanmire, housing and health are mentioned in conversations, but so too are concerns over growing population and infrastructure.
My name is Brian Fahey, I'm from Glanmire in Cork. Well, the main issue is like homelessness, but I suppose specific to Glanmire, there's a lot of construction going on at the moment, which addresses the issue. I suppose the 600 new houses going in, but I suppose we need infrastructure to support that. We need the roads to be widened. Personally, I think a big thing is the Cork Limerick motorway, and it's crucial to link the airport to a lot of the multinationals in Cork.
My name is Anne-Marie Galvin. I'm from Glanmire, our health system. Unfortunately, my father passed away 7 weeks ago.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you. He was very, very ill, and he was in a ward with three other people an hour before he passed away, after a lot of tormenting people to try and get us a room, a private room. We got one an hour before he passed away. Yeah, it was horrific. It was awful. That's the way we said goodbye to our dad, you know. It was terrible.
turn right onto Ballynaroon.
Then you will arrive at your destination.
A series of winding countryside roads lead to Glaunthorne. This is the more rural part of the constituency. It's where Liam O'Leary from Blarney, also in Cork North Central, has stopped to collect some messages at Fitzpatrick's food store.
One of my biggest issues in Cork at the moment is juvenile crime. There are guys selling drugs.
How do you know that?
I've seen them.
What have you seen?
I've seen guys injecting themselves during the day. I've seen people selling drugs in Cork City during the day. Openly. That's happening.
But again, just as in Glanmire, there are concerns about expanding population. Local man Terence Fleming explains.
Well, the big issue is the large-scale development of housing in Glaunthorne. However, the infrastructure in Glaunthorne is very sparse. When people are brought in, there should be facilities there for them.
The mood in Cork North Central is mixed, reflecting the diverse makeup of its constituents. And while issues are local, they hit at the heart of what matters to voters and how they live.
I think issues of social security are at the core of this by-election. Certainly housing and probably healthcare, I'd say, are the two core issues affecting people. People need security in their lives. They need to know that they have a place where they can call home. And people need to know as well that if they become unwell, they'll be looked after. So I think that's why these are core issues in the election.
That report from Cork North Central by Cian McCormack. It's a minute and a half to nine.